Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WOW Wednesdays on the Access to a Rising Artist Show with your host, Tracy Chantel, and her co-host, Trish. Join them for the next hour as they release from the vault some of the top talented independent recording artists from around the world. The Access to a Rising Artist Show is the ultimate platform where independent recording artists are featured and given a variety of opportunities to enhance their music career.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to WOW Wednesdays here on the Access to Rising Artist Show. And this is your host, Tracy Chantel, and joining me as always on this beautiful day, my co-host,
Trish.
Trish is in the house.
Good evening. Yes, good evening. Like you said, on this beautiful day.
I think it's a beautiful day everywhere. You know,
yes.
But before we even speak on such a beautiful day, because we're in such good spirits, because that's just what the sun does, you know. But it's been a while, you know, not a while, but, you know, I went solo last week. You know, I was out in the streets the other weekend. So, you know, Trish been doing her thing. She was out in the street, out in the field. And you're going to get a lot of that from us, these shows, upcoming shows for the summer. And, again, welcome. We thank you. This is the show where we feature independent recording artists from around the world, okay? And we do all kind of genres. We do the hip-hop, we do the pop, we do the country, we do the R&B, we do the reggae, we do the jazz, we do the gospel. Did I say rock? Do it, and we rock it all. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we have so much to share with y'all this evening. You know, what's lots coming up. We're excited about that's going to be going on. Trish, you want to say hey, however you want to approach it to our listening audience. They haven't heard your voice in a while.
I know you guys have missed me so much because I miss you guys too, but I'm back in full effect. Waiting for someone to hit me up to get me a ride on that motorcycle tomorrow.
Okay, it's coming. Most definitely. We're going to have the flyers out soon, y'all. So y'all listen out. Y'all look out, actually, because it's going to be on Twitter. It's going to be on Facebook. It's going to be everywhere. So, you know, y'all get the information. But, again, before we jump to that, we're going to, let our new listeners know, again, what we do here on the show. Again, as I've just mentioned, the featuring artists from around the world, independent recording artists, the talented, top talents, okay? It's a new thing now, you know, everything's online, live, internet radio, so not only are you going to hear hot music on mainstream radio, you're going to hear it on these our radio shows here in cyber world as well. We've been going strong, Access to Rise Artist Show, over 8 years. So, hey, we're not new to this, okay? So, Trish, we have an artist today joining us today, Mr. R.G. Dempsey. You know, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm really liking his song. I think he's more like a pop blues type of artist. But we'll let him explain that be more accurate about his music genre. But I like the song. Right. I heard it. But otherwise, I think you want to share before we move on. We're going to talk about a little different things. Again, like I said, we're going to talk about the Myrtle Beach event coming up. We got, what, 2 more weeks?
Yeah.
I think we have two more weeks. Yeah, and actually it's called the Bike Week Expo 2015. Y'all, it's going to be happening 4 days extravaganza. That's right, y'all. Thursday, May 21st, Friday, May 22nd. Saturday, May 23rd, and Sunday, May 24th. It's going to be so much going on. They're going to have live entertainment. They're going to have live stunt shows, custom bike shows, celebrity appearances, live tons of vendors. There's going to be tons of vendors going on here. And when I say live entertainment, we're going to have Access to Horizon Artists are presenting our own artists on their grind. You know, we have our crew coming out there. They're going to be going strong. They're coming out of Texas, out of Pittsburgh, out of New Jersey, out of North Carolina, and we may have more. I think we have a whole another crew coming out of Atlanta, Georgia. So it's going to be nice. We're going to have gospel shows on a Sunday, on that Sunday. They're going to have giveaway, bike giveaways, your raffle drawing. They're going to actually give away a bike, two bikes. I think actually one bike and one motorcycle bike. So it's going to be a lot going on. This is the Bike Week Expo 2015. Okay, so again, if you're artists out there and you think you can rock it and you think you are on your grind, because there's going to be over thousands of spectators in the area, okay? We're going to be performed. They're going to be all this is going to be happening on the outside. But then also Friday, Saturday, some of the performers are going to be performing inside the 2001 nightclub. That's the venue in which it's also sponsoring most of this event as well. Some of them are going to be performing in the venue Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And we give a big shout out to Tours Entertainment DJs, who we are in association with, and making this happen for your artists out there as well. So that's just one thing, you know, want to touch on. And again, we'll mention it again throughout the show as well. And it's all going down Memorial Weekend, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, North Side.
That's right.
Hello. Okay. So bring your riding boots, your riding helmet, your whatever. Just don't get on the
riding outfit.
No. If you don't have a bike, don't get on it. Yeah, get on that. Yeah. but we will be on the stage. So we hope to see y'all out there joining us. If you're not performing, hey, come on out. We'll be up there emceeing a little. There's going to be a lot of other people up there doing their thing. There's going to be, like I said, bike shows, truck shows, car shows. It's going to be going down with the Access to Rise of artists on their grind, getting it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so Chesh, I think I said a lot. You know, I mean, you know, you can, you know, jump in anytime you want. You can jump in anytime you want. Anything you want to. Well, I think. How about you let our artists know? Should we let them know about, you know? What? We didn't let them know about the vault. Maybe they're not familiar with the vault. Open up the vault.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the sound of the vault. No, I know that's the sound of the vault.
Okay.
I know our new listeners. Yeah, and I know our new listeners is wondering, what does that mean? Well, when you hear the sound of the vault.
Can you let them hear it one more time, Tracy Shunter?
One more time? Okay, yeah, we can give it to them one more time. We can let them hear that. So they can be clear.
And you heard that, right? That means
I heard
it's time for good things to be released.
To be released.
That's right. That's right. We'll be taking you inside the vault as we release some of the hottest independent recording artist music from around the world, giving you, our listening audience, refreshing new sounds that needs to be released, heard, and enjoyed. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Y'all heard her. She didn't stutter. That's right.
That's right.
We try to bring you the best. Okay. So, you know, again, when you hear that vault opening, that means we're releasing some valuable sounds, resources, and tools. That's right. On some occasions, we'll bring out some special guests. As we're going to bring out this evening, joining us, we're going to have a rising artist join us, as I mentioned a little while ago, R.G. Dempsey, let me get that correct. So he's going to be our guest for the evening. We're going to hear his song, his single that's just been released, and talk to him a little bit and ask him a little questions about his music journey as well. So every time Every time you hear the sound of that vault opening, you need to pay attention because
good things.
That's right. Good things are about to be released.
I know by now our listening audience is excited when they hear the sound of the boat opening. I know they do.
I know they are because I am. Sometimes I am.
Yep, exactly. And because they know when that opens, we will be releasing some hot and new, something hot and something new that they haven't heard anywhere else. But there are times when our listening audience don't agree with the hot part of it. So our hot music may not be as hot to our listeners. That's why we have them listen. That's why we have our listening audience to act as our co-host and vote the songs which are featured solely, so we can let it ride or pass it by.
Pass it by.
Oh, that's right. So what we mean by that is, if they're feeling the song, they'll send in their vote to let it ride. If you're not feeling the song, you'll send in your vote to pass it by. All votes will be sent to accesstorising@gmail.com. The song that receives the most Let It Ride votes, that artist will be named the artist with the wow factor and get the opportunity to have their profile song along with the Let It Ride song featured solely on the weekly Let It Ride song page on our website for 1 week, which over thousands of viewers visit daily.
That's right. So I guess also, Trisha, I think we got to let them know because, you know, our website is currently being revamped, remodeled, and bringing it to you strong. So right now, when you go to the accesstorisingartists.com, you're going to see the old version, and maybe some information haven't been updated yet, but that's okay because whatever's supposed to be seen will be seen on the new website. And hopefully we should be finished with it by the middle of June, so it's going to be hot. It's looking hot. So once again, stay tuned for the new look. We getting a makeover. That's what it is.
I love makeover.
That's right. All right. The website is getting a makeover. Yes. Okay. So once again, y'all. Now, what you say, Trisha? Would they have to vote if they feeling the song?
Let it ride.
And if they're not feeling the song, if it's not moving your feet, if you're not bopping your head, if you're not stomping your feet or snapping your fingers, then I guess you want to
pass it by.
Hey. All right.
Pass it on by. Oh, you don't have to say anything. Just pass it on. Just let you know, pass it on by.
And let us know. We'll just pass it by. And what that means, if y'all not familiar with it, the Let It Ride song, okay, the one that received the most, as Trisha just mentioned, received the most votes, you know, that artist and their song will be featured on our website as well as be shouted out on, you know, on our social sites as well. But also, you know, we have other artists, songs who's, you know, a lot of people, our listeners vote for. You know, so you may hear those songs, you know, again throughout different episodes coming up. But now the songs that we receive a lot of passerbys, that means we're actually passing by, you know, we're not going to feature it on the show. So that's what that means.
Oh, that's what
that's okay. They have another opportunity to come back to submit another song.
Exactly.
I'm sure they got. They have a lot more on their EP, you know, so they can submit another one and give it another try. Nothing wrong with that. Sometimes we have songs who've been featured before, and sometimes our voters vote again, or we may have new voters come in where they vote for the artist that's already been received, that's already been named artist with a wow factor, and I think that's the case this evening. And to let them know who our artist of the week. You have it there in front of you?
For last week's artist, King Jules.
Yeah.
Song Glory.
He's been featured before, but I think a lot of our listeners probably voted for that song because there's a lot going on out there. And I think his those words really hit some people. So I think maybe that's why it received, again, the most Let It Ride votes. So we can give King Joel a hand. Hey, we love applauding our success here.
Yep. He's a wild guy.
All right. So right now we're going to let y'all hear it. If you didn't hear it, its song title is Glory by King Joel.
Hallelujah. Yo, wake up and open your eyes and see the beautiful lies they've been telling you for a while now. It's been kind of hard to smile. I used to wild out, acting out in class. The teacher used to call my dad when I was a child so bad. But the bad ones be the best in the long run. Now I'm on to bigger things. Praise to the biggest king, Yahweh God. They don't know your power. Forgive or face an eternity of heaven. Let shower your favorite celebrities. These demons devour. Now cower before his feet and repent in the last hour. Cause he the only one that'll take you to them heavenly towers. Now that I practice what I preach, these people look at me sour. But I could give a damn no. Cause they ain't my man, yo. I believe in the man upstairs. Follow his plan, so nobody can tell you nothing. Your eternity secure and the fire inside you lit. Bright as a candle. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Do you want the Holy Ghost to go right through you? And if you try to free yourself, then tell me what to see me to you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Do you want the Holy Ghost to go right through you? And if you try to free yourself, then tell me what to see me to you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Now what to see me to you? Big Ben, body kit, lots of friends. Trying to screw you over, stab you in your back while they pretend they got your back. But they know that they lack that bone, so tell me how could they infect? Tell you that what they saying is fact. Deceive you, make you believe evil, steal your heart's intact. They see through, we see through, beautiful people, we are that. Better believe Jesus the king and it could be lethal if you trap. The king of all kings who died with your sins upon his back. If they throw stones, just know homes, if they threw stones and they laugh. At the most high, you know why, cause he's so fly and he on the throne. Amen, can I get an amen, cause I'm in the zone. Just praise him, you just gotta praise him and you're right to wrong. Whatever it is you did, and give you the chance to feed your kids. But we're ready, you only need this, the word of God in your lips. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I'm screaming glory, glory, hallelujah. Do you want the Holy Ghost to go right through you? And if you try to free yourself, then tell me what to see me to you. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Do you want the Holy Ghost to go right through you? And if you try to free yourself, then tell me what to see me to you. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hey, glory, glory, hallelujah, and that's all you got to say. So what's going on out here in this world today? So right now we just want to give you a little bit of mixture of everything, you know. We're going to, until our guests join us, Mr. R.G. Dempsey. This weekend, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend, a lot going on, you know. A lot of mothers being honored, remembered. It's a good time, and for some it may be, you know, kind of a sad time. But
right.
Not sad if you can honor your mother, if you know, not here today, and still honor and those who are here today. You know, so we want to, Access to Rising Artists would like to wish everybody, all our mothers out there, all acting mothers, a happy Mother's Day.
Gotcha.
So, you know, it seems like it's going to be a beautiful weather. So that's a good thing. It's going to be beautiful, beautiful weather. That's going on. So that's a good thing. Right now we're going to go on to our next selection. Again, we'll just wait until our guests join us. And we're going to go with, we're going to do like a little country song. Told you, we do it all here. It's called Nothing Like Coming Home. by Gio Cowell.
Kicking back and taking it slow, is nothing like coming home. Life's about the small things, unexpected blessings. When was the last time you stopped to count? Life's about the true smiles, not about the wasted miles. It's a journey, not a goal. Kicking back and taking it slow, but it's nothing like coming home. I love blue skies, your love gets me high. I can't wait to be in your arms. I watch every sunset, so I don't forget just how beautiful you are. And oh, just keep getting better. And oh, life is just a start. Kicking back and taking it slow is nothing like coming home. Riding in the country with the windows down, playing only songs you know. A couple of beers with some good old friends and kisses that never end. I love kicking back and taking it slow, but it's nothing like coming home. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done. This little life is going to fade, the best is yet to come. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done. This life is going to fade, best is yet to come. It doesn't matter who you are, doesn't matter what you've done. This little life is going to fade, best is yet to come. Kicking back and taking it slow, is nothing like coming home. Kicking back and taking it slow, is nothing like coming home. Riding in the country with the windows down, playing only songs you know. Couple of beers with some good old friends, kisses that never end. I love kicking back and taking it slow, but it's nothing like coming home.
All right, y'all.
Oh, right.
Okay. Hello.
Slapping my thigh on that one.
That's right. I told y'all we do it a little different. We gave you a little. We went from the hip hop to country. That's right. Nothing like coming home. But Gio Cowell. And music is music. Okay. As long as if it can have you stomping, bopping. Hey, that's what we like to do here on Access to Rising Artist Show. So that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Right now, we'll be right back with you. We're going to take a little commercial break and come right back. Give us 39 seconds.
Do people call you thrifty, penny pincher, a cheapskate? Well, that's good, because the Cheap Cheetah Money Show embraces that lifestyle. The Cheap Cheetah Money Show offers you a place to share, learn, and be creative with people like yourself who know the true value of a dollar. Join us, www.facebook.com/ The Cheap Cheetah Money Show. Or listen to our radio show, www.blogtalkradio.com/cheap-cheetah, where the only name we will call you is family.
All right, y'all. We're back. And that was a Cheap Cheetah talking about what she said. The only thing they do is call you what? Family. Well, that's Roxy Hill, who will be bringing us into, we'll be going into the Cheap Cheetah Corner. We haven't been in there a couple of weeks now. We need some. We need some. You know, summertime coming. You know, people go crazy with the money. So I can't wait to go in the corner and see what she got going on for us today.
Yeah.
Because we sure need some advice. Yeah, how I keep my money in my pocket. I think we're still holding. We're still waiting for our guests, but that don't stop no show here. How about now we have, again, being that we're working on our new website and everything, we haven't really taken a lot of nominations. Well, we received the nominations, but we haven't really been, you know, we want to make get everything together with the website and everything as far as for our Salute a Youth moment. Now, you know, we mentioned last time, so maybe you didn't remember, you know, so it's, we have no problem. I have no problem. You know, we can give a shout-out once again and do a drum roll. We're going to do our drum roll and announce our Salute a Youth recipient that we had on the show last time. And I don't mind giving a second salute. What do you think, Trish?
I have no problem with that.
No problem. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, and I know some of them may be like, well, what are you talking about? What are we talking about? It's time for our Salute a Youth moment. And what do, we give recognition to youth ages 5 to 18 years old who are doing good in their lives. Nothing complicated. Okay? It could be in education, entertainment, or just doing something good, a good deed. So right now, what we're going to do is we're going to play our drum roll, and we're going to announce the evening again. Our youth, who we will salute, access to a Rising Artist Show. Bam! We announced her before. She was saluted, and we're going to do it again. She go by the name of Kayla Walker. Kayla is 12 years old, and she attends Junior High School 192 in Hollis, Queens, New York. She excels in science and English. Kayla is not only academically talented, but this young lady likes to show her basketball skills on the court when she's busy putting the ball with her basketball team. Putting the ball in the basket, that is. That's why today we salute a youth. And her name, Kayla Walker. And you know what we need to do? Give her a what? A big round of applause. All right. Okay. Right now, I think we may be able to close. Huh? Go ahead.
Let's give another round of applause to all of our past Salute a Youth candidates.
I love clapping. That's right, a standing ovation. You got to do it over and over again. That's right. We got to recognize, give recognition to our youth out here because they need it. They need to know that they.
Okay, I do need to say one more thing. Please don't forget, we need you, our listening audience, to go to our blog while you're in the tub, while you're on the toilet, while you're in the doctor's office waiting, while you're just sitting and waiting for your food to finish. You know, go to our blog, the AAA Newsflash, that's AAA Newsflash. On our website, accesstoarisingartist.com, and leave an inspiring comment for all of our Salute a Youth candidates. And let's continue to join together in uplifting and supporting our youth. We really need to do that.
Yep. Okay, y'all heard her. That's right. We got to continue supporting it. You know, because we need y'all to, the website's still getting revamped. You know, a makeover. But when it's done, we appreciate it, y'all.
Right.
Just go. Everyone's listening to the show. Those who are archive the show, just go say something. Great. Congratulations. Excellent. Good work. Keep it going. Keep doing your thing. That's all. That's all
right.
It takes.
It doesn't have to be a story. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to write a story. Leave
right.
Just leave one word. Excellent. Brilliant.
Exactly.
Love it. You know, that's all.
That's it, so they go back. Not at all.
Exactly.
They do go and see it. They do go and view the comments.
Right.
All right. So we had said all of that. Right now, what we're going to do. Oh. What that means? It's time for good things to be released.
Okay. More good things to be released.
Okay, so, and that what's going to be released? Some information. We're going into the Chief Cheetah Corner. What do you think? I'm trying to see. I want to go see what's going to be released out of there today. Chief Cheetah, you in the house.
Good afternoon, everybody. How is everybody doing this evening?
Bye.
How is everybody? Everybody enjoying the weather?
Yeah. Oh, we're loving it.
I know. Thank God. You know, we got some good weather for now.
Yes.
Who knows? Somebody pissed Mother Nature off, so who knows what she's going to do tomorrow.
But do you notice when the weather, when it's good weather out, when it's nice weather out, people's moods and attitudes are totally different?
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. I know
mine is.
When it's nice weather, people tend to get more naked. I'm like, come on. They wearing shorts and stuff like it's 110 degrees out. Really? That's right, Mother Nature got a trick for you. It's going to snow in a minute. It is going to snow. Today we're talking about as you mentioned earlier, Mother's Day is Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I want everybody to know, say Happy Mother's Day. And it's not just Mother's Day for the person who actually had you, is your grandmother's, your aunt, the person who raised you. It could have been a neighbor who raised you. It could be your father who raised you. It's just it's anybody who took you in and raised you and did what they had to do to make you a upstanding citizen.
Right.
You know, so, because you see now a lot of grandparents, a lot of aunties, a lot of best friends are raising kids nowadays. So, you have a positive person in your life. It's even a teacher. If a teacher is doing something very positive for your kids and whatever and not trying to sleep with them, you know, so it's not the person who birthed you. Anybody can be a mother, but nobody can be a really influential person in your life to raise you. Women can have babies. It's just the person who's there for you, so. Mother's Day is broad. So for that special person in your life that you want to say thank you to, we're going to save some money on that. We're going to love her, but we're going to save some money with her. Him, her, whatever.
Right.
Mother's Day, on average, people spend $123.89 in 2014 for gifts, just to say I love you for Mother's Day, compared to $110 in 2013. Mother's Day averages $14.6 billion in flowers, candies, gifts, jewelry, whatever. You do not have to spend $110. You don't have to spend $123 to say I love you. You can say it on the cheek. It's the thought that counts. For Cardi.
Right. Well, that depends on what cheeks you kiss. What cheeks you kiss. They'd be like, excuse me?
It's a thought that counts. You can say I love you day after. You can still say I love you, I care for you the day after, which is like 50% off.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, what the continent?
Wait a minute, I just heard you say
what
it's
50%
off.
50%, 75% off?
That's right. Yeah.
Love don't have no price on it.
You got that right.
Cards.
Right.
Hallmark is expensive. Hallmark cards now are very expensive. I can't even go in the store and get a 99 cent Hallmark card. Hallmark cards are $2, $3, $4, $5 cards is ridiculous. Say I love you with some e-cards. They're free. And if you really, really want to get, I guess, fancy, maybe they cost under a dollar. But basically, the e-cards are free. So send an e-card.
Right.
Okay, IKEA, which I didn't notice, I just realized this. IKEA has free breakfasts and coffee for on Mother's Day. Tell
oh, really?
Them I was
really?
Going to, yeah, we're going to breakfast. IKEA's doing a breakfast and coffee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So take her to breakfast, IKEA. Tell her we're going to go look at a little furniture, you know, whatever IKEA got, and say, here, Mom, we're going to breakfast. Here you go. Or you can simply cook, especially if you have a lot of women in your life as far as your aunts and your grandmas and everything. Everybody can get together and, you know, come over your house and you do a very simple pot of spaghetti, throw some burgers on. You know, if you say, oh, Mom, you know, I really like the way you make this.
Uh-huh.
Have them all make a little dish, and you get the cake and call it a day. You know. So
right.
That's one thing, one way to save money. As far as flowers, 1-800-Flowers has a promotion. You buy 2 flower arrangements, and you save $15. Or better yet, get your mama a pack of flower seeds. If she got a yard, mm-hmm. say, here you go. Plant your own flower for every year. She going to have her flowers, right? You ain't got to buy them. You just got to buy a pack of seeds. So she like, or bulbs, if she like tulips or roses, get a little rose bush, whatever. Pathmark got something like, what, $5? Get a rose bush, she'll have flowers every year. Okay. Magazine. If your mother's into reading a lot of magazines, you can get 11 different magazines, 1 year subscription for like $5 to $10. But even better, and I'm not condoning this, but you know when you go to the doctor and stuff and they got all the magazines they ain't missing, pick up a few. And wrap them and make a nice little pack. Here, Ma, here goes Times or whatever the case may be. Here goes a couple magazines. And you know the hairdresser got a whole bunch of them. They ain't missing them. They get the You know? Coupons. Always use coupons to buy your stuff with. What I did 1 year is from the beginning of the year till around before, maybe the week before Mother's Day, I went on freestuff.com, and I was getting, they used to give you free perfumes, free facial stuff, lotions, and free coffee samples and everything. I was trying to get all the free samples and put my mother a basket together with all the free samples I've collected through the course of maybe 3 to 4 months. So only thing you have to buy is a basket. So you get a 99-cent basket, and you put all the free samples in there, and maybe you put a piece of chocolate or whatever from 99-cent store, and you call it that. So now you got a lotion, you got everything, or you, when you go to hotels and you get all the nice lotions and soaps and everything, you make a basket on your free samples you got. She's not going to know, and it's the love that counts. It's the love. Jewelry. If your mother's into jewelry, you can get some really nice. I've gotten some really nice pieces when I go to garage sales, when I go to estate sales. Some really nice costume jewelry that you can get for under $5-$10. You get really nice earring sets or whatever. If she's into really nice jewelry, you can get nice costume because costume jewelry is coming back. Put in the
I love the costume jewelry. I never knew it went out.
Costume jewelry is really nice. Put it in Macy's box and keep it moving.
Those are
tips for a happy Mother's Day that won't cost you an arm, leg, and neck. From the cheap.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it. Okay, I'm sure somebody, we can all benefit from money tips you just gave us on Mother's Day's gift. And you know what? Everyone needs to recognize. That's it. We may have been laughing, but you know what? That's real, for real. Okay?
That is
so real, for real. And like I said, hey, we went into the vault. That's what we got out of. Some good advice on how to save for Mother's Day's gift spending. So let's give another round of applause for Roxy Hill.
Thank you. And if you have any questions or comments, you can visit my website,
Yes, let them know.
You can visit my website at cheapcheated.blogspot.com or the Facebook, the Cheap Cheated Money Show on Facebook, or you can go to your website.
Yes.
If you have questions or comments about
right.
saving money, then by all means, let me have your questions. If I can answer them, I definitely will. If not, I will find the answers out for you.
Y'all heard her. That's right. So put them, start writing down your questions and stuff because, again, our website is getting a makeover, and we're going to have a area on the website where you can post your questions, ask your questions, and it'll go directly to Roxy Hill herself, right into the Cheetah Corner. All right? So she's going to rock. She's going to hang out with us for the rest of the show.
Yeah, I'll be
okay,
here.
Okay, we was waiting on it. We was waiting on our guests. But until then, we're going to step on to the next song selection here. And like I said, we all over the board here. We did the hip-hop. We did some country. So now we're going to bring you some pop. How about that? I think we're going to go with Barbara Kiss, Pop Dance. And her song is called And You Are.
Ever since I came to know the part of you that you don't show to everyone tenderly, slowly I have come to see the part that sees the best of me. You hold it there in your eyes, and you.
Beautiful voice. You know, no, I think we featured her, one of her songs on here before.
Reminds me of a Disney movie. Like I said, Disney
movie
for 200.
Okay. Well, hey, that's a beautiful thing. A movie score. A movie score. You know? I would love to produce a song for a movie track. A movie track. Are you kidding me? What? Hey, you'll find it all here on the Access to the Rising Artist Show. And if y'all don't know, now you know. You're listening to the host, Tracy Chantel. And my co-host is in the house.
Trish.
And then we have also hanging out with us from the Cheap Cheetah Corner, Roxy Hill.
Hey.
Now, we mentioned on top of the show, you know, we're getting prepared for the Bike Week Expo, Memorial Weekend. And that's going to be going down. This is the biggest event on the beach, y'all. And it's going to be going down Thursday through Sunday, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and the 24th. And it's happening at the venue to where the area is going to be an outside event. And it's going to be in the back of the 2001 nightclub. And that location is 920 Lake Arrowhead Road, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Happening on the north side, all right? That's right. This is going to be 4 days of excitement. It's going to be an outside and inside venue, live performances, tons of venues, custom bike shows. They're going to be giving away bikes as well. They're going to have a raffle drawing. It's going to be bike giveaways. It's going to be 2 bikes they're giving out. You'll see I'll start posting this soon, pictures of the bikes that they will be giving out, raffling on. There's going to be thousands of spectators there. It's going to be awesome. And Access to Rising Artists, we're sponsoring some of the performers there, the artists on their grind. And I just want to mention and give a shout-out to all, so far, the artists who will be performing. Young Old Heads is going to be in the house, live on stage in Myrtle Beach. And Young Old Heads is out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're going to have Kedra. She's out of Texas. We're going to have Billboard P out of New Jersey, Bottom Line out of New Jersey, and Big Ford out of North Carolina. And we may still be adding some. We still have up until the end of the week. So those are going to be the artists on their grind. That's right. Those performers are sponsored by one and only Access to Rise Artists. All right. And y'all need to come on out. It's going to be beautiful. And give a shout-out also to who we are in association with and making this happen for artists, Tours Entertainment DJs. Shout-out to DJ Alex A. out there in South Carolina making this happen. So it's going to be big, and it's going to be even bigger next year. So if you didn't get on board this year, I advise y'all to, keep your eyes
on next year.
That's right, huh?
But do try to get on board this year.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. They still have time. This is the last week, though. And after Friday, we're not taking no more. That's it. You know, we got to get our lineup together. You know, everything has to go, you know, start getting in place and give everyone information on what they need to do, what they're going to do. Everyone's already reserved their rooms. Everyone, you know, mostly everyone.
Well, anyway, for next year, if you know where it's going to be and stuff, just, you know, make sure that everybody has a list. Like, here's where the event's going to be, here's a couple of hotels, and this is how much it'll be, so they can start saving up for it, because that is going to be a big event.
And it's going
to
be a
big
event.
Some people may have to
save,
especially for next year.
Exactly. And that's what we're speaking with, actually, DJ Alex Ace. He has been speaking with a couple of hotels already for next year. So he's going to have a block of rooms available at a much lower price.
Right.
So,
because if it's around the Memorial Weekend,
right,
you know they up their prices or whatever.
Right. So that's where he's actually been in, talking with them as well. So, again, all right, so if you're in the area, Bike Week Expo 2015, okay, it's going down. There's going to be a lot going on. They're going to have a gospel performance going on that Sunday as well, gospel singers performing. And like I said, there's going to be all different type of artists performing. But our artists on the grind, we have our group, that's going to be a part of this as well. As well as, like I said, a lot of other stuff going on, a lot of vendors in the area too. You know, it's going to be stunt shows. You know, so I'm excited. I'm looking forward
sounds
to it. This is going to be our first time there.
Sounds
yeah, it sounds. It really does.
It's like it's fun.
Yes, it is. So we're going to have the flyer. I'm going to be submitting my fly out probably by tomorrow, Thursday, May 7th, latest Friday, May 8th. So we have all the information on there, you know, showing who's going to be getting down. I'm excited. I really am. But right now, we're going to keep it moving because it don't look like our guests is joining us. And if you don't make it today, that's okay. We'll bring them on next week. Well, next week, we're going to have all the artists who are going to be performing in Myrtle Beach, the artists on their grind. We're going to have them come on the show, call in. You know, we're going to be talking to each of them.
Right.
And hear a little, one of their singles, you know. So that's going to be next week. It's going to be featuring the artists on their grind who will be performing Memorial Weekend in Myrtle Beach at the Bike Expo. Okay? So we're going to keep it moving. We're going to give you another song selection. And then if our guest is still not here, we're going to play his song before we close out this evening. Anyone else who has anything like to share, like to talk, you know, you're more than welcome. If not, we're going to go on and move on to our next song selection titled You by Michael Jameson featuring Bernard Fowler.
You never get your feet.
cool. That was You by Michael Jameson, Bernard, featuring Bernard Fowler. Bernard Fowler's out of Queensbridge. Represent. Hey.
But wasn't he on another record with someone else?
Huh? Bernie. Yeah, well, he had his own songs out. He's been traveling with Mick Jagger and them for years.
Over 19 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
He has the house song, you know, you hear his voice, it sounds familiar, it's always, you know. But that was You by Michael Jameson, and he was featuring Bernard Fowler, and I was feeling that one. I like that. Wow, we're getting close to time. Okay. We didn't give a shout-out today to our partners, TMD, Team Ashen Entertainment, Twitter, at Search Top Talent. They feature Arising Artists every day at 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. They do a surprise shout-out to artists where they feature their artist's video or song throughout the whole day. And today, shout-out to artists. Deanna, she's been shouted out, and her song featured, her video was featured throughout the all day on Twitter. So if you want to be considered as an artist on their grind, she's shout out as artist on their grind for the day. You can go follow them at Twitter, on Twitter at Search Top Talent, and shout out to Team Ashen Entertainment as well. Mr. Cleve Clazark, Kenneth James, Coda. Shout out to Deidre. Shout out to Stacy. Shout out to Derek Davis. Shout out to, I don't want to miss none of them, just the whole TMD team. I want to give them all a shout out as well. We didn't forget about you. I didn't forget about you. also, who else I would like to give a shout out while we have this little time? I'd like to give a shout out to Making It Magazine. At ATL Open Mics on Twitter. They tweet out every day, all day, throughout the day, the Myrtle Beach event. They tweet out every day. So I want to give shout and to them for the, thank them for the love. Also to out shout outs on Twitter at QSJ Radio Live as well. Shout out to DJ Jesses at WHCR 90.3 FM here in New York City. Anyone y'all would like to shout out? We got a couple of more minutes to go. You can do so. Shout out to my mom, Olea, a.k.a. Baby Marshall.
Baby.
Happy Mother's Day. I love you. Shout out to all my family, my friends, and associates. Happy Mother's Day to you, and may you have a safe and blessed one.
Exactly.
Amen.
Okay. All right, well, again, if y'all don't have nothing to say, y'all don't want to shout it out, you know, come on, you can. This is your time. This is your moment. Let's do it. Shout out. Happy Mother's Day.
Shout out. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, all the acting mothers. And Mother's Day is just not for children, because you be mothers to adults also.
That's true.
So, you know, it's just not a way for children, you know.
Okay. Oh, most definitely. Yes, I agree. And shout out and heavenly shout outs to all our mothers who are in heaven. In memory of them, love you and never forget you for all that you've done.
Which is my mom.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
People we truly miss.
Yes,
that's why life is so important. You say what you have to say to them now.
That's right.
Because you don't know. Leave them grudges and stuff back there. Say what you got to say now, because you may never get a chance to say it again.
That's right.
I don't want that note.
They say give your flowers, give the flowers while they're alive.
Yeah, that's it.
That's right. So y'all heard it here. This is Tracy Chantel, my co-host Trish, and Roxy Hill. And we thank you, and we'll see you next week.
And God bless you.
Stay blessed.
Bye now.
Thank you for listening to the Access to a Rising Artist Show, where you'll only hear the sounds of top talented independent recording artists from around the world.